WrestleBase Games Best Wrestling Podcast, both wrestling friendship and wrestling with friendship. I am your host, 4440, on my shirt right here. Matt Elfring with me as always is 4440 Dark Order member Chris Hayner. Chris, how are you?
Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join darkorder.com. I'm great because we're back. We missed last week's episode, and I missed the week before because I was traveling abroad in California.
So let me just get into that. It is what we in the entertainment biz journalism call busy season. It's very busy for all of us. Lots of reviews, lots of junkets, lots of whatnot going on.
Lots of conventions.
Oh, next month is Comic-Con. I am not going.
I am TBD. TBD.
Don't, yeah.
I'm fine going. I don't care.
So yeah, it's going to be busy. We're going to try to get out the episodes when we can. I got some feedback from 2 weeks ago's episode or three weeks ago.
Oh, was I on?
You were on 3 weeks ago when Dog Dead Lawyer came on.
Oh, that guy. Wait, is the feedback from him?
No, the feedback is from two different listeners. Here's what I was told. Dog Dead Lawyer is very funny, but makes no sense.
True.
The character's, can I say character, the person's narrative is a mess. Let me just stop you and stop everybody and say, Dog Dead Lawyer is not me. It is not a character. Mm. Dog Dead Lawyer is a real person that broke into my house and came on an episode. And last time, 2 weeks ago, bought ad time on our show.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you didn't listen?
Matt, I've had a lot going on.
Bought ad time to talk about mesothelioma.
Why?
Because he's a lawyer.
Does his lawyering specialize in mesothelioma?
Listen, if you've seen any lawyer commercial on the television,
I've seen every lawyer commercial. Jacoby and Myers. Shout out to my 80s friends, Jacoby and Myers.
Anyway, I am against Dog Dead Lawyer being on this show. There's nothing I can do about him buying ad time. So I apologize.
There should be something we can do.
No, we had a stupid Joe Rogan ad at one point, like before our show. And I didn't want that ever.
Yeah, but like, didn't we flat out say like no more Joe Rogan ads?
Yeah. And there hasn't been any since. But I mean, that took a while to go through. Like, I have to figure out how to stop Dog Dead Lawyer from getting on our show. That's it.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
We could find him and silence him.
I don't think you can say he's a lawyer. He could sue you for saying that. Because like silence him, that sounds like you're going to murder him.
At no point did I use the word murder.
I'm going to silence him. And like you said it with like a real like look on your face.
Have that look on my face. Look, Matt, just because you're recording video this time doesn't mean that you can frame me for a murder that hasn't happened.
I'm not framing you yet. Okay. It's true.
Yet.
Guys, I've been watching Ozark and things are getting murdery in my household.
I've been watching Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23 again, and things have been getting sarcastical in my household.
I've been watching Kitchen Nightmares, just the Amy's Baking Company episode over and over again. Oh my God.
What an episode of television. I've made my way through all of MasterChef and MasterChef Junior.
Congratulations.
I mean, why?
I don't know.
Matt, I know, look. you may or may not be able to see some of this. Matt is going to pick a video. You're not going to see this. But Matt, like, if you head over to the Wrestle Buddies Twitter account, you'll see a video from the record of some sort of clip. Maybe, maybe not. But I just want to say, like, I hope you do, because finally the truth is out there. Matt records from inside of our logo every week.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he keeps saying, hi, I have a house. I'm Matt. I have a house and a family and a life. But he records from the logo, which doesn't exist every single week. Doesn't exist on a physical plane.
No, I'm on the logo plane, which was originally created by the television network logo.
Mm.
And it just kind of spawned out from there. Okay. All the logos from all the television stations and networks came to the Logoverse. And eventually podcasts were welcomed in.
And then about 15 years after that, our podcast was deemed worthy. Yep. And we were invited into the Logoverse. Time presses differently in the Logoverse.
Anyway, Chris, we got a menu of one item to talk about today.
We got two
to talk about. Chris, what's on the menu?
Well, Matt, I have two options for you. One would be considered an appetizer. One would be considered an entree. And it's up to you what you want to eat first. On the appetizer menu today, it's the latest installment of Chris Hayner's Up to the Minute Hollywood, Chris Hayner's Minute, or whatever that segment was called, on the scene.com, where I'm going to give you my Hollywood insider on the scene look at AEW Dark. Yeah. Spoilers. It's not very dark. And then for the main event, for the entree, the main course, we're going to be talking about all the friggin' titles in wrestling, Matt. There's too many titles. Too many championship titles.
All right. So, Chris, we're here for the Chris Hayner HollywoodMinute.com.
On the scene, up to the minute, Hollywood Minute, Chris Hayner.
Everyone knows the rules. Everyone knows the rules. I give Chris 1 minute to talk about his Hollywood lifestyle and the Hollywood things he's doing. And Chris takes that minute to talk about it.
And if I run out of time, too bad.
Yeah, you run out of time. Sorry, you're not going to hear the rest.
That's right.
All right. So, Matt, let me
stretch out. Oh, okay.
Let me pretend to start the clock.
All right, Matt, I'm ready when you are.
All right, Hollywood Minute begins now.
All right. So this past weekend, Lord Pumpernickel and I went to Disney's Animal Kingdom to see a preview showing of the new live stage show of Finding Nemo. It was very, very good. I highly recommend it. It's called Nemo, the Big Blue and Beyond. If you happen to find yourself in Orlando at Disney, go ahead and check it out. And I happened to notice that Saturday, AEW was also taping its dark. It had two dark sessions scheduled. One at 2 p.m., one at 7 p.m. We were busy for the 2 p.m. one, obviously, but not for the 7 p.m. one. So what I did was I emailed our AEW guy and I said, hey, my partner and I are going to be in Orlando this Saturday and we love wrestles. Like, are tickets to AEW Dark something you can do?
Yes.
And he said, hang on. And then he texted me back. He said, absolutely. Done and done. Your name will be at will call. So we get there. We get there at about 4:30. And Matt, wait, I'm sorry, time check?
Thank you. We have 45 seconds left.
Okay. So we get there at about 4:30. Matt, we have time to kill before the 7 p.m. screening, and we don't have theme park tickets. So what do we do, Matt? Do you know what we do?
Get a drink.
And where do we get it, Matt?
A tiki bar?
Margaritaville, baby! Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. We each had a rum runner. They had theirs on the rocks. I had mine frozen. And then we each had a drink called Havanas and Bananas, which was another rum-based drink. It was very banana flavored. It had a little bit of pina colada flair to it. And that was a exclusively frozen drink. Mm-hmm. So we had those. Time check.
45 seconds left.
Cool. Okay, so and then we had like the crab and Asiago dip. It's crab, Asiago, and artichoke dip with some freshly made tortillas.
Super into that.
Very, very tasty. However, Matt, it was a stormy, windy day in Orlando, and the half of our dip blew away.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
Half of our dip blew away. Solid
dip of crab, Asiago melted cheese, and artichoke hearts.
Yes.
Blew away.
Yeah, the platter it was on was made of plastic, and it blew away.
Okay.
But that's okay. We had had our fill of it. We were done. Because we had had like a nice small plates lunch at Animal Kingdom and it was very good. So then we get in line for the dark tapings. We get in line at about 6:15. Time check?
You have 45 seconds left.
Oh, I'm doing great. So we finally get in. We get seated. Oh no, man. I can't believe. So when we get to the thing, there's this guy in line. And we're like, are you in line? He's like, nah, man, go ahead of me. Everybody else has gone ahead of me. You might as well. And I was like, should we? Are you sure? He says, yeah, I'm gonna let you cut in front of me, young man. And this guy was younger than I was by a lot. And I said, well, thank you for calling me a young man. And so we sat down. And then we all start getting like herded in like cattle into the soundstage. And as we're waiting in line, Matt, the police show up. Not just one police officer, like four police officers show up and they go to the guy behind me, the guy who said he was letting us cut in front of him. And they said, they're kicking you out for trespassing. You know why this is happening, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, I want to know the tea so bad, but nobody could tell me. But I watched the police lead this man away after citing him for trespassing at Universal Studios property. That was weird. So then we get in. Matt, the thing about AEW, which I think I touched on in the last Hollywood Minute. Hollywood Minute. Time check?
Hold on. 45 seconds.
Perfect.
Sorry, Chris. I don't mean to interrupt. 45 seconds left.
Oh, okay. Okay. Whew. Okay. So there is... Matt, AEW shows are super long. And this one was no exception. It was scheduled to go from 7 to 10. It went from 7 to about 10:40. We were all dog tired by the end, but we saw some cool things. I got to see Sunny Kiss. I was the loudest cheerer. Matt, we're gonna have to watch AEW Dark because I am right in front of the camera.
Yes.
On camera side. Lord, I'm on the audience side with the hard cam pointed at me, and I have bright orange hair. So like I should be able to be seen. Also, I was feeling the Rum Runner and the Havanas and Bananas because I was throwing out some stuff. I was the big, like, QT Marshall was out constantly, and I was the one person who wouldn't stop cheering for him. Until, like, at one point I yelled, Master of the Diamond Cutter, QT Marshall! And he looked at me and he said, what are you talking about?
Did he really?
Yes! He forgot that the Diamond Cutter's his move. Like, I don't know. Got to see Sunny Kiss, was very excited about that. Danhausen came out a couple times. Lord Pumpernickel is a massive Danhausen fan.
Good.
So was absolutely freaking out. And it was great. Danhausen fought, I don't know, Dark is, at this point, AEW Dark is just a series of jobber matches and then one main event that's AEW versus AEW. And in this case, we saw, I think, three or four tapings, and it was... I swear to God, Matt, I've seen Fuego del Sol more in one night than any other person on the planet.
Probably.
Like, he has to be the king of AEW Dark. And also, he's from Alabama, and we looked him up, and he's definitely just a generic white dude.
Yes. Who's
masquerading as a luchador, which is kind of funny. But yeah, Danhausen came out. The main event, Matt, I was texting you my frustrations with this. The main event was contested under Ring of Honor Pure rules, which don't make sense. Do you know Ring of Honor Pure rules?
It has been so long. By the way, 45 seconds left. I do not remember. Since we've all been detached from Ring of Honor for so long.
Okay, hang on. What are Ring of Honor Pure rules? Okay.
You got to shake hands before and after.
Yes.
No dirty tricks, no like dirty moves.
You get three rope breaks per match. Each person gets only three rope breaks per match. Every match begins and ends with the Code of Honor handshake. Each wrestler has three rope breaks to stop submission holds and pinfalls after a wrestler has exhausted the rope breaks. Submission and pin attempts on or under the ropes by the opponent are legal. Close fist punches to the face are not permitted. Only open-handed slaps or chops to the face are allowed. Punches to the other parts of the body are permitted, excluding low blows. There will be a 20 count when a wrestler is on the floor. Outside interference will result in an automatic termination from the roster for the wrestler that interferes. So you're fired if you interfere. Once a champion is crowned, and that is Wheeler Yuta right now, the title can change hands via countout or disqualification. It's honestly, it's fine, but it's a bunch of absurd rules to just throw onto the main event of a dark match with no buildup. Especially, Matt, it wasn't for the title and Wheeler Yuta wasn't in the match.
Yeah.
It was Tony, I think it was like, it might have been Tony Nese versus somebody. I honestly don't remember. It was fine. At the end, Wheeler Yuta came out and cleared house and like did his whole thing, and people, and he was like, you know, it's great to be back here in Orlando because I'm not on Dark anymore because I'm in John Moxley's stable now. And then Tony Khan came out, and then Danhausen came out, and they all did the best friends hug, and Tony promised not to tell Mox because Mox would be upset, which I thought was kind of funny and cute. Yeah, it was a fun night, but we were exhausted by the end. And then there's, you know, the drive home, which is long. But yeah,
and that's a minute.
Oh, wow. That went by quick.
You got it in. Proud of you, Chris. That's the HollywoodMinute.com.
Thank you. .com.
Was going to Dark worth it? Because we were texting and you were mentioning that it just felt so long.
I think if we wouldn't have done a park earlier in the day,
yeah,
it would have been fine.
Okay.
But we were exhausted walking around in 95 degree heat at a Disney park.
Okay.
And then like the chairs are very uncomfortable. The chairs would be fine if the show was an hour, but the show was 3.5 hours. So the chairs were uncomfortable. They really squeeze you in because they want to make it look like there's tons of people there on YouTube.
Yes.
So you're squeezed in. And there's a couple of people who were like, there's a couple of people there who are like me, but not funny. Who like
that's one, every wrestling show.
Yeah. One dude was just dying. He just wanted Bryce Rimsburg to like pay attention to him. And just like, there was one point where people were chanting, "You can't wrestle," at like QT Marshall. I'm like, no, he can. You just don't like him because he's a heel.
He's kind of generic.
Yeah, but that's fine.
But he's fine.
Yeah.
I like him.
Matt, there was one match. It was, what's the dude's name? It was the Leon Ruffin's match because Ruff was there and he was fighting someone from AEW who is normally a face, but everyone loves Ruff. So everyone was cheering Ruff and booing him. And everyone was just like, "You suck, you suck, you suck." And I stood up and I went like, "You're very talented, but we just like him more." Because you know me, I'm not going to yell "you suck" at somebody because no, you don't suck. You're very good.
Yeah.
I'm not a good wrestling fan. I'm a bad wrestling fan. I don't like booing. Although I booed a good guy. Oh, also, Matt, I got Tony Khan's attention when he came out at the end of the show.
Oh, no.
This won't be on YouTube. He came out and he was like, "I like to give the people what they want." I said, and I yelled, the dead silence in the crowd, I yelled, "Give QT Marshall a title shot." And he looked at me and he's like, "Really?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, that's not really in the booking, or that's long-term matchmaking, I guess. But we made eye contact and shared words about giving QT Marshall a shot at the AEW title.
So silly.
I know. Because everyone else around me went like, "Oh God, no, ew."
All right, let's go to a break really quick, and then we will come back with the main event.
Have you been hurt in an automobile accident? Have you had an injury on the job and work won't pay? Make sure they're held accountable and give it to them. Call Dog Dad Lawyer, personal injury attorney. For more than 20 years, Dog Dad Lawyer has been bringing you street justice in the form of monetary compensation.
I was hurt on the first day of the job as a bodyguard for a pop star, but her team refused to pay for my injuries. Thanks to Dog Dad Lawyer, I got the cash I deserve and started my dream as a luchador wrestling journalist.
Calling me is easy. Just call Dog Dad Lawyer now and get what you deserve, cash, and pictures of my little precious pug, Clarence.
Dog Dad Lawyer is a real lawyer and not a Saturday morning cartoon character. Dog Dad Lawyer is not responsible for personal injury sustained while in court, and he reserves the right to countersue you for punitive damages.
Wrestling has a lot of championship titles. I think now it's very bad. Now AEW.
Okay, let me.
Let's just let me just let's just start. AEW started out with just the tags, men's singles, and then women's singles. Then they added the TBS and TNT titles. And things just keep exploding. And WWE has been awful for years about this. Chris, I'm just going to pass it to you. I have a lot of thoughts about this, but I'm just going to pass it to you since this is your...
Yeah, Matt. Thing. So I was watching AEW Dynamite last week, and they were like, we're having a tournament to crown an All-Atlantic Championship Wrestling Championship, which I'm sorry, that is just the Intercontinental title. Yeah. That's fine. You have to give it a name. But I thought, that's weird. Another title in AEW. Doesn't AEW have a lot of belts floating around? And guess what, Matt? AEW does have a lot of belts floating around. Can I go through them with you?
I have the WWE list up too, so we can both go through AEW first.
And so like AEW, now keep in mind, AEW has 3 hours of television every week. Just three. There is the AEW World title, the AEW Women's World title, the upcoming All-Atlantic title, the TNT Championship, the TBS Championship, the Tag Team Championship, the FTW Championship. That's seven. Now, you also technically have to include the men's and women's Owen Hart Cup winners because those are belted championships. Mm-hmm. So now that's nine. Now, Tony Khan has said in interviews he's already had trios championships created. They will be introduced. I'm assuming the plan was to introduce them with CM Punk and FTR against the Young Bucks or Red Dragon and Adam Cole.
Yeah,
that would have made sense. So like we're at nine, just about 10. And that's just on the AEW side of things. Then there's another problem, Matt.
Yeah.
That problem's name is Ring of Honor.
Do we have to shake before we talk about this? Or just...
Yeah, here we go. Code of Honor. Ring of Honor has the Ring of... So we're at 9/10 with just AEW.
Yes.
Ring of Honor has the World, the Television, the Pure, the World Tag Team, the World Six-Man, and the Women's World. Now, that brings you to 15 to 16 titles in AEW for 3 hours of television every week.
And Chris, WWE currently has 18 titles. Here we go. There is the WWE Championship, the Raw Women's Championship, the United States Championship, the Raw Tag Team Championship, the Universal Championship, the SmackDown Women's Championship, the Intercontinental Championship, the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, then the most important title, the 24/7 Championship, the NXT Championship, the NXT Women's Championship, the NXT North American Championship, the NXT Tag Team Championship, the NXT Women's Tag Team Championship, the NXT United Kingdom Championship, the NXT UK Women's Championship, the NXT UK Heritage Cup, which is a cup, not really a championship, but then the NXT UK Tag Team Championship.
Now,
who isn't champion at this point?
Now, what I will say, 18, so 16 for AEW.
Is the Cruiserweight Championship gone now?
Cruiserweight Championship was connected to the North American Championship. They were unified.
Oh, okay.
So, it can't really include the Trios title because it hasn't been introduced yet, but so let's say 15 AEW titles for 3 hours of television, 18 WWE titles for 8 or 9 hours of TV a week, plus monthly pay-per-views, plus NXT UK specials and NXT specials. Mm-hmm. So a lot more airtime for the belts, but still, Matt, well, and also I would argue it's different in WWE because those are split amongst different rosters.
Yes.
Like people on SmackDown aren't competing for the NXT UK tag team titles.
But they are competing for the WWE Championship and the Raw Tag Team Championship. We do have unification between two major titles.
That's the other thing. Do we consider the Raw and SmackDown tag titles one title now?
I do not, because they've until they actually fully unify it and create a new belt, I'd say no. They're still separate championships.
I would agree with you there. So, yeah, Matt, it's just there's too many belts.
Yeah,
there's too many. And that's before we include the up, up, down, down and left, right, left, right championship.
I don't, but those aren't like roster championships.
I know, though. But they're the best ones.
They are my favorite next to 24/7. Who knew that the 24/7 championship would be my favorite of all the championships?
Wait, for your favorite in what way?
It is it's consistently the most entertaining.
Oh, I thought you were going to say by design. I'm like, that's an ugly belt.
It's the ugliest belt design in all of titles, I believe.
It looks like a diner sign.
It does. But I mean, like, the race to be 24/7 championship is always the most fun thing.
It's pretty entertaining. I'll give you that. It is pretty entertaining.
I mean, I used to love the IC championship, but I don't like the redesign of it. And
oh, I do. Yeah, I miss the white strap.
Like United States championship, the new redesign, I can get behind it. I understand. It's fine.
It looks like just a big hunk of metal.
Yeah.
But it's also the first 3D printed championship, I believe, which is kind of dope.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
But yeah, man, it's just there's too many belts. Also, I thought when AEW introduced its AEW championship, I loved that belt design.
Yeah.
I still think it is a
it's super old school, like it's nostalgic. I think it's really pretty.
Yeah. Ooh, it is a good belt design. And it also looks bulky. You know what I mean? The rest of the titles are fine. I like that the TNT title changes colorway based on who's holding it. I think that's fun.
That's nice.
But like the rest of them are fine. None of them blow me away. I think the tag titles, the AEW tag titles are actually not very interesting personally.
And I would say looking at the WWE side of things as well, the men's and women's main titles are the same. There's nothing special about them. It's just a giant W.
I also don't like the design. I think the NXT title has a really good design.
Mm-hmm.
I love the look of the NXT UK championship. Personally,
I don't like the main roster tag titles. They're still like the gladiator helmets that we've been using forever. I think the tag titles are in desperate need.
At least it was funnier when they look like giant pennies.
Yeah, I did like that.
I'm not a fan of the current Intercontinental or US Championship designs. I'm not. Matt, do you have a favorite belt of all time?
Oh, we've talked about this a few times, and it's
It's the white strap Intercontinental.
Yes, thank you.
For me, not including obviously the left right championship, which I plan to own, it's the undisputed WWE championship belt that came after they unified the titles the first time around.
We'll be there soon enough.
I hope they bring that back. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
That was a good, good belt. Do you have a least favorite title?
A least favorite title in general or looking title?
Least favorite title design of all time. What's the ugliest title of all time?
Oh, man. Actually, I'm going to jump back. One of my favorites is actually the Hardcore Championship because it was the original Winged Eagle Championship.
Just but, like, smashed all to hell.
Yeah, I love that. My least favorite. I mean, it's going to be a least favorite looking title might just be something that's currently on the roster because they're all pretty bad.
Can I tell you mine? I'm going to send you a link to an image of it right now. I hate it. It's an NWA title.
Really?
Yeah. It's the NWA National Championship.
All right, let's take a look at this. Oh, that's very ugly. And not like very ugly. It's like the strap itself is so bland.
The strap itself is bland and it looks like it's crocodile skin.
Yeah. Red crocodile skin. There's no like movement. Sorry. There's no shape to it. And it just has a giant United States smashed in the middle made of metal.
Isn't that ugly?
Yeah. That's a bad title.
Like, I don't get it. Ugly WWE title. Let me Google that and see what comes up. You know what? I did not like the rated R spinner title. I did like John Cena's spinner title.
Yeah.
I did not like the John Cena's spinner US title, though.
I'm going to tell you something. I love slash hate the old like Ring of Honor titles. I think it was primarily the tag title where like it was just ROH in giant block lettering, but italicized.
Yeah.
It looks bad, but like, I don't know. It reminds me of like watching Ring of Honor tapes. So like, it makes me very happy.
Remember the butterfly title, the Divas title?
Oh, Divas title is my least favorite.
That's terrible. It was terrible. Do you remember when you might not have been watching this time. Do you remember Lay Cool at all?
Yeah, because they each had their own half, didn't they?
Yeah, they cut it in half and it was like zigzaggy, like they broke it in half.
Because when you shatter something in half or break something in half, you zigzag cut it.
Yeah. Duh. Do you remember when Jeff Hardy won the world title in TNA and it became the Immortal World Championship?
No, because if you remember, I did not watch TNA until it became Impact.
I just sent you a
list. Oh, that is horrifying.
It's terrible, right?
It's Jeff's face paint.
It's Jeff's face paint as a championship title that you could also stab somebody. It's Jeff's face paint and also the bat signal and also a weapon.
Oh, and also the side plates look like sheriff's badges.
With faces on them.
With faces on them.
They're terrible. Honestly, everybody, Google Jeff Hardy TNA Immortal World Championship and just get a look at what was the big belt in TNA for quite a while. It's just not good.
I mean, at least luckily there are more. Most of the wrestling titles in wrestling are great. I was just reminded of John Cena's US Championship. That was the ugliest thing ever.
Yeah. Remember the Greatest Royal Rumble Championship?
That was a green strap, and that's all I remember.
It was a green strap, and it was kind of like the WWE title, but it had like Saudi Arabia stuff on it and the WWE logo. It had like the two swords with the palm tree in the middle of it.
You know what? Here's another one I love that like I don't think we talk enough about and should be brought back in some aspect. WCW's TV championship, like the 80s and 70s one, where it said World Championship Wrestling. Behind it, it had like the map of the world. And then it had a bunch of the side plates had like flags from other countries on it. But that has like a really cool, classic, kind of cheesy look, but like, I don't know. I'm getting pretty nostalgic about championships from like my childhood, I guess.
And the side plate also says TBS because it was the TV championship.
At least, again, at least championships in general are well designed. Oh, Chris. Daniel Bryan's wooden championship.
Best belt ever.
Oh, man. What a design. What a perfect way to like make the main title your own for like that character and that gimmick.
Yeah,
that might be my favorite individual one.
I love that. It's on a burlap sack. It's Velcro. It's like.
Didn't it have little tiny like topaz stones in it?
It had little little topaz stones. It like stones gave it color.
Oh man, I would buy that actually.
It was so good. I kind of want to.
Yeah, man. Anyway, too many titles, guys.
There's so many good titles.
And when everybody's a champion, nobody's a champion.
But I'm not a champion yet, so. Not everybody's a champion. When I have a title, it's over.
I don't understand getting rid of the cruiserweight title.
It's because they canceled 205 or they stopped doing 205 Live.
Which they never should have really done in the first place. That's a whole other conversation.
It certainly is.
Yeah. I mean, right now, yeah. Unify the men's main titles, unify the men's tag titles. Women's titles are kind
No. This is terrible. As long as the rosters are split, the two brands should have.
Well, they're not going to keep that split much longer, though. That's the
issue. Yeah, they are. No, they are. Come on. They have too many people.
They're just going to fire 100 more people. There is no answer. There is no solution to this problem.
Nope.
They've dug a hole so deep that everyone's a champion. Make the 24/7 championship the main championship.
I'd be into that.
I'm into it.
I'd be into that. That sounds great.
Yeah, great. Anyway, that's the show this week. Chris.
We did it.
Do you have any final words?
Let's wrap this up so I can eat my lunch before the next beating.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.
Wrestle Buddies is a copywritten GameSpot website podcast. You do not have permission to use anything contained within the episode, or you'll be sued by me, Dog Dad Lawyer. I've got a dog named Clarence. He's a beautiful pug.